You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Friday evening's action over the Irish Sea. Plenty to look forward to there as well, with cards at Bellewstown and Wexford. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Very well today, Mark. Thank you. Very well indeed.
Good man, good man. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to look at the full card in Bellewstown. It's the second day of their three-day meeting, and then we move on to Andy's best bets in selected races at Wexford. What do you make of tonight, Andy? Plenty of fancies?
There is a Bellewstown, yeah. I've got probably four or five races I'm quite keen on there from a punting perspective. A couple of sneaky ones as well. I always like to throw in a couple of sneaky ones. And then we're going to look at Wexford as well, aren't we? We're going to cherry-pick the best races there, because they're probably more in keeping with the gaps in the show tonight. And obviously we're just coming accustomed to the new configuration at Wexford. I definitely think it works, but of course the horses there, largely having run there in the past, are all racing on, obviously going an anti-clockwise direction. So it's not as probably as easy as it probably would have been a year ago at finding winners at Wexford.
Yeah, take a while for it to sort itself out at the form.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Anyway, let's get stuck into the action. We'll start with the action in Bellewstown. The first race is the 5.10, and we start here with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Median Auction Maiden. Over a mile, five of them in the lineup, and Optimism and Hope is the even money favourite. 11-8 for Fantastic Secret. Bonfire Bank is 10-16 for Heart of a Star and Little Fisk. So it's priced up like a match, Andy. Do you think it will be?
I do, but I don't agree with the market here. The market's very much swinging in the favour of Optimism and Hope, following a fairly decent run first time at Limerick. Thought she shaped okay, but I just wasn't absolutely bowled over by her demeanour in the latter stages. Obviously, that might have just been down to tiredness, stroke greenness, and it is very difficult to be so judgmental on a horse having its first run. But yeah, she just hung to the right a little bit under pressure and faded in the latter stages. This didn't, like I say, float my boat as much as the run of Fantastic Secrets run, and he's going to be the selection. He ran in a decent race at the Curragh the other day. It was won by the well-fancied, well-touted winner from the Jessica Harrington stable at Final Frontier, who was a hugely impressive winner on the day, bounding clear in the latter stages to land the gamble and justify the money in its direction. And Fantastic Secret just could not quite live with the winner. He basically got outpaced rather than fading. You can easily get misled by horses that aren't going with a horse who's showing a good turn of foot. And the sectional times back up that view, because the winner, Final Frontier, clocked 35.1 from the 3 furlong pole and actually ran it a lot quicker on the sectional times than Painted Cliffs, who did 35.7, and Gordon Lord Byron, who took the Group 2 race in 35.5. So obviously we're dealing with a very good newcomer there. And Fantastic Secret sectionals were pretty much in line with the other two horses I've just mentioned when back in third. So I do think that was a much better race. I think the step up in triple suit him, and I just think that race is a much better heat than the one down in Limerick. So I think the betting's wrong here. I think we get a good chance of backing a nice price win in the first. It's a Fantastic Secret, the second favourite to top of the favourite in the first.
Fantastic Secret, Randy. Then the 5.40 is race two at Bellewstown. This is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Median Auction Maiden over a mile as well. And this one, the market headed by Lord Carlton, who's even money. 2-1 for LaBarbe. Brilliant Toy is 12-1 with Walking on Moonbeams, and 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. Again, a very top-heavy betting market here. Andy, do you see it between Lord Carlton and LaBarbe?
I do. And once again, I'm going to offer up the second favourite. Lord Carlton obviously sets a pretty good standard. The racing he was third in last time when we saw him back in October at Dundalk could not have worked out any better. He was obviously up against two very good colts at the time. We probably weren't aware of how good the winner was, Algonquin, but he's gone on to win off a mark of 87 the other day at the Curragh. And Sacrificial, of course, has been enjoying a very fruitful summer so far this season for Jer Lyons, having won a couple of nicely and competitive run handicaps off a mark of 90. And Lord Carlton ran respectively on that occasion, finishing, like I say, only a length and a half behind those two improved individuals. He's yet to win a race, but he's certainly up to winning a race of this event, of this kind. But he does face a horse in the shape of Labar, but I think will certainly give him plenty to think about at a short price, based on his eye-catching performance the other day at Ballinrobe. In keeping with how a lot of Mickey Halford's run first time out, he was too green to do himself justice, but he wasn't at all disgraced in finishing very, very strongly from the back of the field, eye-catching fashion, to get within five lengths of the winner, Wilder World. I'm expecting this horse to improve, both mentally and physically, and I think this track today, even though it's of a sharp in nature, will certainly suit him better than Ballinrobe, because he just didn't come round that top bend at all. He was just far too green and too babies to know what to do on that particular occasion first time out. That was a bit of a baptism of fire. But like I say, with that run under his belt, he'll know much more tonight. I think he'll race a lot more prominently. And the way he finished off his race of the day in Ballinrobe, I think he's going to give this Lord Carlton all the trouble he can handle in the second race.
The third race is the 6.10. This one is a handicap over a mile. It's for three-year-olds and older that are rated 60 to 90. Maudlin Magdalene heads to the betting at 5-2. 92 for Shabra Emperor. Ruler of France is 5-1. 11-2 for Angel of Joy. That's been nibbled from sevens. 13-2 for Reckless Lad. And 8-1 or bigger prices for the others. Quite a good handicap this, Andy. Several of these arrive in decent form.
They do indeed, Mark, yes. Maudlin Magdalene, she's in great nick. She's managed to win and finish second on the last two starts, both coming at Leopardstown, which obviously is a specialist track, but she has run well and won here at Bellystown before, so that's a tick in the box for her. She's certainly probably a worthy favourite based on what she's done of late. My old friend El Shabra Emperor's here, a regular podcastee, isn't he, this horse, and I'm always loath to leave him alone, but I'm becoming a little bit more selective nowadays when whether to press the button and select Shabra or leave him alone, and just got a feeling that this track might just be his undoing tonight. Famous last words, sometimes have been guilty of not getting this horse right and certainly the track wrong for him, and suggesting it might just sort of, they might just get away from him. But this is a very, very sharp track into that top bend. They run around almost like a hairpin, and then there's about 2.5-3 furlongs in the home straight. It might not allow Shabra Emperor's run style and finishing kick to come into fruition. So with that in mind, I'm going to go with Angel of Joy here as my selection. A horse that hasn't quite hit the heights of last year, but has been steadily brought along this season by Jern Lyons. Started off over 6 furlongs first time out when it had little or no chance at the cover from a bad draw. And then I thought shaped it really encouragingly the night down in Nace. Now, as regular podcasters will know, I've been banging on about Nace being a front runner's paradise track for a long, long time. And if you get too far back there, you have got simply no chance of getting in the races. They're just quicken away from you off the front. So I thought Angel of Joy, he's track position was quite a disadvantageous one the other night. The way he finished off suggested that on a more conventional track, he might have gone close to winning that race. He's up in trip again. Don't forget this horse, his only career victory came over a mile and fast ground, which he's going to encounter tonight. And he slipped down in a handicap as well from 82 to an hour mark of 75. So the assessor's given him a chance. And I think we're going to see the proper Angel of Joy step up to the plate tonight. Good draw. Everything's right in his favour tonight for Angel of Joy to run a decent race in that 6.10.
On to the 6.40 next then, race 4 on the card. This one is a handicap over a mile for three-year-olds only, and it's for those rated 47 to 70. Easy Boy is the 7-2 favourite, 5-1 for Pretty Love and High Pitch, 6-1 for Benjelina. Corn Market is 7s, bit of a nibble from 8s as well, 8-1 for Chaplin Bay and 10s or bigger for the others. I can't see much winning form, if any, winning form in there, Andy, so it's a tricky old race.
It is, yeah. I think punters are a little bit... left in the lurch with quite a few of these, not really knowing what we can expect on what it, to many is their handicap debuts. And it's one of those horses that falls into that category that I'm quite keen on here at a big price. She caught my eye last time out in a Roscommon maiden, which is beginning to work out well. It went the way of Father Christmas, who, of course, contested a group race at Royal Ascot and certainly didn't disgrace himself in that particular event. But we've had two subsequent winners out of that race down in Roscommon, Dawn Mirage, who's got a handicap mark or rating of 82, and Muffrad as well, who's got a rating of 79. Now, right in behind those two subsequent winners of maidens was a horse called Plain Talking from the Andrew Oliver stable. Filly by primary, that was her third run to get a mark, and she wasn't unduly punished in that race from the rear of the field. But I do like the way she went through the line that day. Looked very strong in the finish. And I just marked her down as an interesting horse in a handicap company in the near future. She's got a mark 67, which of course is a fairly statutory mark for a horse who's had three runs and hasn't shown a great deal. But that could be quite well treated, considering, like I say, she was only just behind 82 and 79 rated horses. Whether tonight's her night, I don't really know. It's a little bit of educated guesswork in this horse's chance. I think she probably shapes like a mile and a quarter horse rather than a mile, and that's the only slight negative I can find. But she's 12 to 1 this morning generally. So it doesn't take too much to try and find out how good she is. And I suggest we have a little few quid on Plain Talking.
Each way selection friendly then in the 6:40. The 7:10 is the fifth race on the card. This one is a handicap over a mile. This one's for 4-year-olds and older, rated 47 to 65. Mick Slates heads the market at 100 to 30, 9 to 2 for Three Bells. Money for Noble Aussie this morning, 8 into 11 to 2, 7 to 1 for Dove Mountain, but that one's a reserve. Equation of Time is 9s, 10s for Cheers Buddy and Vasilia Gal, and 12 to 1 are bigger prices for the others. Quite an open race this, Andy. A bit of money for Noble Aussie. How do you see it going?
Yeah, interesting money for that Noble Aussie. Having watched the video back of that Cheers Buddy race this morning, there was obviously several in that race at Court They Are, including that one. And, of course, Mick Slates, who's bound to be popular from the Tony Martin stable. Bookmakers tend to take no chances on his horses in handicaps. I can certainly see why both of those two horses would come in for certain support. But I'm quite keen on Three Bells here, 9-2 this morning with William Hill. I do think he's a decent each way, but he's just so solid in these races. He certainly wasn't winning out of turn the other night. Prior to that, he was well-fancied at Sligo, but he got a bad draw and a slow beginning, and that was curtains for him. But he bounced back to form at one of his favourite tracks, Fairy House, and his other favourite track's Bellierstown. He does like a sharp turning track, and he seems to come to life when those scenarios are in place. I like the way, you can see, he finished off his race the other night. He's up in trip today, which is more in keeping with his overall profile. He very much is a 7-furlong stroke miler. And he's won here before over the course and distance. His only actual bad run was here last year behind Straight to Zandibar in the other handicap, which is a little bit more classier. But the ground went soft on that occasion, and combination of the trip and soft ground just did for him. But he's back on better ground tonight. He's obviously in great form. He's got a decent draw. So let's stick with Three Bells, who continues, obviously, to go in good form.
The penultimate race at Bellierstown this evening is the 7:40. It's race 6 on the card, and this one is a maiden over a mile and a half. And pin code is the 5-2 favourite, 7-2. From 4s for Creative Talent. Nova is 7-2 as well. 5-1 for Cressandra. Inishman is 9-1. 16s for Al Nahar and Clocked. And 25-1 or bigger for the others. Who do you like in there, Andy?
Yeah, this one's quite a competitive little race here. I'll have to mention several. Obviously, Pincode and Creative Talent. They set the standard having chased home last night's Bellierstown easy winner, Sherlock Holmes. That race has run at a good tempo. It was a good time. And Pincode and Creative Talent went really well through that race, putting their experience to good use. Back in the field, though, was Sikandar. Now, if you look at his finishing position and how far he got beat, you'd think you'd have to be a complete and utter madman to suggest this horse could turn the form around. But it's got a funny feeling that Sikandar could outrun his odds here. I mean, the front two, as I just mentioned, are 5-2, 7-2. But how this horse can be 25-1 is certainly open to debate. And I thought he was just going on really nicely at the finish. As that race was progressing, the further it went, the more he was kind of becoming in custom with what he's supposed to be doing. Interesting that the connections have gone with the cheek pieces first time out. They just probably think as though he needs a bit more sharpening up mentally. And I've certainly got that impression having watched Mickey Halford's charge. But I think he's going to be a late developer. It's a bit of a slow burner, one that's going to improve in time. This, like I say, this might just be another run for a handicap mark. It's going to be a total guess, but I do quite like him, Sikandar. I think he's going to make into a nice staying handicapper, and I think he'll finish a good deal closer to Pincode and Creative Talent than he did the other night at Ballinrobe. So, at a big price, he's the each-way selection.
Big price selection in the 7:40. Then the 8:10 is the final race at Bellierstown this evening. We finish here with a race over a mile and a half for 4-year-olds and older who have not won a race of value more than €10,000. And the betting headed by Rio Treasure, who's 4-6 odds on this morning. 7-4 for Hitabart. The Scourge is 12s, 25s for Armed Guard, and the 33s are bigger for the others. So the market very much surrounding Rio Treasure and Hitabart, Andy. I would probably lean towards Rio Treasure myself. How do you see it going?
Yeah, I would as well. Absolutely spot on. I actually think the 4-5, 4-6 this morning is a really good bet for this horse. I think she'll absolutely crush Hitabart, who has to have serious questions hovering over him after such a poor run the other day down in Clonmel. He had his ground. He'd gone there off the back of a good run in Leopardstown. on his final start the previous year, and yet he got beat 62 lengths. It's hard to make a concrete case out for him, given his overall well-being, whereas Rio's Treasure, I just think he's a far better horse anyway. Certainly got the most progression in her, and she ran in one of my best speed figure bumper races last year at Ascot behind Super Sunday in Yanworth, in a race which worked out splendidly. She then bumped into Stabber Companion Stonehard, who basically just outgrinded her and outstayed her on bottomless ground at Gowran. That race has run in virtually complete fog, so we didn't get a chance to see what was going on with Rio Treasure, but she was obviously eased down in the closing stages while all her winning chance had gone. But on tonight's much better surface, I think we'll see this Rio Treasure really step up to the plate here, and she could be a filly to follow for the rest of the summer. So Rio Treasure, very confident vote in the last.
OK, we'll move over to Wexford for a few selections there. The first race that we're going to look at is the 650, and this one is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles. Do bear in mind as well that it's left-handed at Wexford again this evening. Ellis Gurry is a well-backed favourite at the top of the market, 9-4 into 13-8. Emmy Lou is 6-1, 9s for Calabra Cross, 10-1 for Islip. I Don't Delay is 10s as well, and 14s or bigger for the others. So well-backed favourite, Andy, how do you see the 650 going?
Yeah, this was well-backed the other day at Gowran. Real spring, I think it was double figures in the morning, got punted into favouritism or virtue favouritism on the off. And for 9/10 of that race down in Gowran, looked as though the gamble was going to be landed. Travelled ominously well in behind the speed. The race was won in the end by Supreme Vic, who did make most of the running and rather slipped the field in the hands of Adam O'Neill. I thought it was a really good ride by that promising conditional. And if you like, Danny Mullins was just a little bit caught out of his ground on Anthony Mullins' 5-yard, but they're obviously fancying him again tonight. That looked a much stronger handicap the other day. That was a 0-102, big field, whereas this one looks a little bit more sparser on quality. And if he goes as well as he did in this race tonight as he did in Gowran, then he should take all the beating. He looks a very well handicapped horse, and obviously he's going to be very, very popular again. So Ellis Gurry, very strong fancy there in the 650.
Strong fancy for Andy in the 650. The 720 is the next race we look at. This is a chase over 2 miles, and the market headed by The Game Changer, who's 11-10, 3-1 for Aparzo, 100-30 for Darwin's Fox, 11-2 for Arnold, and 33-1 for Back to Baloo. A couple of non-runners here, 4 and 7. Don't go. How do you see the 720 going, Andy?
Yeah, I see this race going the way of The Game Changer again. He was really impressive off the bridle the other day at Roscommon, and you normally wouldn't associate this horse with battling qualities, certainly based on his overall profile as a hurdler, when sometimes he'd curl up like a spider on a hot stove. But he's really just turned over a new leaf since he's been going over fences. 2 from 2, hugely impressive at Punchestown first time, and a fast time. And then he out-battled a horse I really rate, a horse called Rock the World down in Roscommon. He had every opportunity to shirk it on that occasion when both the second and the third Uparzo loomed up alongside him going well, going down to the last. But he dug very deep into his reserves and saw it out really well. So he just seems to be made a man of him, the larger obstacles. And while he's in this kind of form, it's hard to oppose The Game Changer. He's a smooth traveller. He does jump brilliantly. And with the ground remaining on the fast side and Gordon Elliott's horses in rampant form, I'd expect him to complete the hat-trick.
The Game Changer then for Andy in the 720. The 820 is the final race we look at. This one is a handicap chase over 2.5 miles. The Mooch is 100-30 at the top of the market. 5-1 for Close Review. All the Way Home is 5-1 as well. 7s for Old Castle Town and Dark Outsider. 10-1 for I'll Take It From Here, as well as Via Del Corso, and 11-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who do you side with in a pretty decent handicap chase?
Yeah, I'll take a chance that Paul Nolan's 7-year-old, the Mooch, stays the trip here tonight at Wexford. He's certainly got some good form at this track, of course, going the other way around, right-handed, but he clearly likes the local home sort of approach to this particular track. He doesn't obviously have too far to travel in the box. And he just arrives here in fantastic form. He won 3 starts ago at Tremor, followed that up with a good run in a fast-speed figure down in Limerick, went 3rd behind Crown Treasure Theatre. And then he was unlucky, really, not to reel back in Ballyfin Boy, just got first running in back at Tremor on his last start. I think with a few more bounds, he would have got up. And he certainly gave the impression that he'd get the trip who wants further than a sharp 2 miles nowadays, based on that particular run. Obviously, it's very competitive. The likes of Close Review, Dark Outside, All the Way Home, they all come here off a good run. So it won't be easy for the Mooch, but he is just so solid that he's got to be the selection. So back on home soil, a track where he goes really well at. Paul Nolan's the Mooch is the selection in the 820.
Okay, good stuff, Andy. Let's just have a couple of best bets for you for the evening then.
Okay, my best bet at Wexford would be Elish Guru in the 650. I think he's a particularly well-handicapped horse. And over in Belliestown, I would say Lee Harb in the 540 would come under the closest scrutiny of his odds. I think 2-1 is a very generous price for Mickey Halford's charge. Those are my two best bets on each card.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy the action in Ireland tonight.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, pal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.